1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Hey, Sam, I haven't prepped you for this, but can you please get a round of applause going for me? Because it only took me 26 years, but I finally got my full license the other day. Not that anything was stopping me as such, other than the fact of time. You know, like you've got to do 24 months or something on your
green piece. Yeah. Well, you've done it.
I was a late bloomer. Anyway.
Just in time to be a mummy.
Yes. Full license, all done and dusted. Means I can actually drive places at like full speeds, which is nice.
Fully sick.
Now, the thing is, when you get a new license now, they don't give you the new license straight away. They give you a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then they mail out. Yeah. Then they mail out the physical license. Yeah. Looks like, though, this could be a thing of the past very soon. Now, digital licences have been a thing in, I think it's Dubbo, where they trialled it in New South Wales, where you could basically get a licence on your phone, a digital version, and you could legally use that as your licence. But it was only available in Dubbo. This trial's been going on for a while now.
Experimental town.
Yes, and they have finally released a little bit of Sydney to try these digital driver's licenses now. So there are five different postcodes. And if you live in these five postcodes, you can now apply for these digital licenses. It's voluntary. You don't have to have it.
Cool.
But it's the first step towards all New South Wales residents leaving that old driver's license card at home if the trial is successful, that is.
Of course they're practicing or experimenting with this in Bondi.
Yeah, no, hey. Well, the thing is, they did trial it in the country. It obviously worked fine. So now they're just seeing how those metro big city markets work with it.
And Bondi people would love this.
Yeah. Well,
they'd be all over it.
This is the other thing. Once this trial is successful, if it is, the digital system will roll out across the entire state early. It says 2019, but I think it means 2020. Like early next year.
We're reaching the end of early, so yeah, definitely not here.
But it means that it's as simple as having the New South Wales service app on your phone, and it'd be acceptable anywhere in the state. I don't know how this would work, though, when it comes to going interstate. You may still need to carry a physical license there. Either way, though, it means I don't have to wait 2 weeks to get a picture of my head on a piece of plastic again.
Yes, true. I no longer need a wallet because the only two cards in my wallet are my ID or my driver's license and my bank card. Now, Bank West are finally on the Apple ID type setup, so I can use my phone.
Yeah, you literally don't have to take your wallet anymore anyway. It's great.
Still struggling with this Apple ID scan your phone onto the machine thing. I can't do it. I embarrass myself. It takes me 45 seconds and then I have to get my card out.
I'm not saying that it's Samsung versus Apple.
Far out.
All I have to do is unlock my phone and tap it. It's not hard.
Well, that's what I have to do too, but user error.
Obviously.
Yeah,
anyway, look, it could be coming very soon to us. Fingers crossed, early next year we could have digital driver's licenses on our phones.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Claire, we've been waiting a while for this one.
Yeah, we have.
Pretty pumped for season two. It's The Bachelor in Paradise, A Second Chance at Love. It's premiering tonight on the Win Network at 7:30.
Osha joins us right now, the host of the show. Morning, Osha.
Morning, Osh.
Morning, team. It's a very exciting week for us. You get to see what we did last summer. Not like the movie.
I'm disappointed.
No killings.
Well, I'm not, because that movie didn't end very well.
No.
But it's good for the viewers.
It's what we did last summer, just with pooler shirts and frangipanis and coconuts and day beds. And it's really lovely.
We are pretty pumped for it.
Now, this season as well, it looks like we've got some really interesting characters. Some of the real, like, controversial exes.
Okay, yeah. Osha,
absolutely. Well, that's the thing I love about this show is that you know everybody straight away.
Yeah.
You know, you get, as each person arrives, you go, I remember him, I remember her. And, so it all kind of kicks off very, very quickly. And you know, you're quite familiar straight away. And ultimately, we're just there to help people fall in love. That's what I really am there to do. You know, I'm trying to make it, you know, stack the deck as hard as possible to make sure that these ladies and these boys, they find someone that they're interested in and they leave paradise, you know, all loved up and hopefully in a relationship.
Osha, you're certainly trying to help them, but they're not helping themselves. Now, Brooke's probably the biggest name in this year's season after getting, you know, no luck with the Honey Badger. However, is this not the biggest uncouple that we're going to be witnessing here? Have a listen.
Kind of just hope there's no ex-girlfriends.
My ex-boyfriend.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Mate, that's what we're all excited to see. We're excited to see Alex Nation and Richie Strawn battle it out. Can you give us a sneak peek what to expect with those two?
No, I don't know if the word's battle, mate. I think we've all had that situation. We've all had that situation where, you know, we've run into our ex at a party and, you know, we may not have ended very well. We may have ended, like, just over a phone call or maybe even a text message, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to see them and we go, oh, you're here. Oh, we're going to have this chat now? Okay, we're going to have this chat now. Let's do this. And look, we've all been there. And I think it's important that, you know, people understand that these sorts of conversations happen and it's a real conversation. And Alex and Richie are, you know, both very happy that, you know, they're happy that we showed the conversation as it is. And we have a lot of respect for our audience. And we want to make sure that you see that there's been a bit of talk about conversations being edited on shows like this.
Yeah.
That you just see the conversation exactly as it happened. You see it in two locked off shots. No one's ever done it before. We split the screen. We show her shot on one side, his on the other. You'll see there's no editing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And you see the conversation as it happens. And hopefully it'll make you feel like, oh, yeah, these are normal people having a hard conversation, and I've been there and I relate. And,
see, this is the thing.
So
maybe
what I'm going through, I'm not so alone.
They are technically normal people. But the difference is that normally when you run into an ex at like a pub or a club or whatever else, it's just a quick run in, not like weeks on end
You're
in the same place.
Stuck on the island, Wilson.
Well, this is true. There is that factor.
I do want to commend you guys for not editing. We've seen, you know, recent shows, reality TV, love shows that seem to be doing it, and the contestants are coming out saying they're not happy at all. Whereas I like this split screen idea, man. It reminded me of my Xbox days. Really pumped for that.
Okay. Well, you know, we like I said, we respect our audience. Yeah. We want to make sure that, you know, they feel that they're seeing what's happened, and that is what happened. And the same goes for, look, honestly, the same goes for what Brooke says tonight. I personally was kind of surprised that we're even going to put it to air, but when I saw the episode,
Brooke
talks about what something that happened between her and Nick Cummins last year.
Yeah.
And I was like I said, I was a bit surprised that we were going to do that, but because these decisions are made above me, we're going to do it.
So it's a
big
start.
So you'll see that tonight, and tomorrow my phone will be on aeroplane mode.
Yes, very good point.
Nice.
I got another question about Brooke, mate. It looked like in your promos that Brooke and Alex, you know, share a bit of a kiss. Can you give us a bit of a backstory behind that? What's going on there?
Well, I think it's fairly evident that, you know, we live in a modern time as a country, we have all gone, whoever you want to love is fine with me.
Absolutely.
We voted yes to equality, and which I'm really proud of. And I'm also very proud that on a show like ours, people who will find, you know, intimacy and connection with people of either gender are able to do such a thing.
Has that happened before in The Bachelor or The Bachelor in Paradise, or is this going to be a first for the show?
You'll have to wait and see, mate. You'll have to wait and see.
Okay, well, Osha, cannot wait. It kicks off tonight.
Yes.
It 7:30. Is going to be drama-filled by the sounds of it for the first episode, though.
But also a lot of learnings.
And romance. And funny. It's a funny show.
Awesome.
Mate, it is a funny show.
I'm keen for a bit of a reality check for reality television, so this will be nice to watch. How are you watching it tonight?
On my couch, on Twitter, like I always watch it.
Nice.
All right.
Osha, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You got a legend. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye now.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
There's one thing most people love after dinner. It's dessert.
Oh, yes.
And
are you a
good
sweet tooth?
I'm a sweet tooth. I don't mind a bit of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I know most people, though, go for ice cream.
Yeah, I'm an ice cream girl.
And if you're a fan of both ice cream and chocolate, there is a new product that is perfect for you.
Oh, what is it?
Kit Kat ice cream.
Oh, that does sound good.
Kit Kat have brought out their first ever ice cream. They apparently haven't done this before. I would have thought that they would have done like a promotional run of something like this, but no.
Especially when all the other chocolate bars seem to have already got ice cream
down
the
shelf. I know, right?
Well, quick question. When we talk about these products appearing in the world, I swear to God we always find out they're not in Australia.
This is an Australian ice cream.
Yes.
So they've been a worldwide favourite, obviously, Kit Kat for quite some time, and the demand's been answered. So expertise in Australian ice cream, Peter's. Mm. You know Peter's ice creams?
Yeah.
They've partnered with Nestle to produce this chocolate bar.
Good
ice
combo.
Cream.
Great combo.
So it consists of a wafery, wafer flavoured centre that is set in a chocolate coating with crushed wafer pieces.
Oh.
So I guess the closest kind of texture would be like a hazelnut, a choc hazelnut maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be the closest texture. Obviously taste is different.
Yeah, yeah. And look is similar
By
the feel of things.
You can now get these available available in multi-packs at Coles, Woolies and independent grocers for $8.50. I'm assuming it would be like a pack of four.
Yeah.
Something like that. You can also get them, though, at your local like convenience stores and stuff like that for $3.80 each if you want them on their own.
All right. Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're on the I don't know how much ice creams are these days, but $3.80 seems like...
I don't eat ice cream, so I can't tell you.
Mm.
I know an ice block still costs you $2. I think it was $2.50 is the max.
$2.50.
That's for like a lemonade ice block.
Ah, yes, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Some frozen ice.
That's like the max frozen ice. Now, apparently these things as well. So Kit Kat haven't just decided to, you know, slap some chocolate on some ice cream and add some wafer.
Mm.
They've taken it up a total new notch. So it was released the end of March, very quietly, and it's causing a stir online with a lot of people. This is how one person described the chocolate Deckard ice cream, right?
Positive, I hope.
At first bite, we did find there was a slight coffee taste.
Oh.
But that soon passed, and we were really impressed with the caramelly wafer-flavoured ice cream.
Oh, that does sound good.
So it's like a caramel wafer flavour. So it's not just vanilla, and that's what they were surprised about, because they thought it would just be vanilla.
That guy's a good critic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got it down pat.
Description perfect.
Yeah.
Someone else said, altogether, it's the perfect combo and resembles a Kit Kat 10 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah. And another said, I'm not drooling, you're drooling.
I'm not
So I think this is something you need to go try, Sam. I don't eat ice cream, so I'll leave it up to you.
And what's great about Kit Kats is it's the crunch that... That's what really gets you going. It's the crunch that you don't get in most chocolate bars. So hopefully they've been able to add that same feel to this ice cream.
Absolutely.
You know what, though? They brought this out just in time for winter. How popular are ice creams during winter? I would love to know.
I still think they're a dessert.
Okay.
You think about it, if you have a fireplace or something like that.
Yeah, you still munch on an ice cream.
I know my parents do.
Yeah, okay. But still, I reckon stocks would go down in ice cream over winter.
Oh, for sure. But
profit
not
margins.
I don't think, I think in like the big containers, yes.
Mm.
But in these types where you can just have it while sitting down in front of the fire, watching TV, perfect.
Gee, Claire, you've sold me.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
I think this is probably the biggest headline since Friday.
Yeah.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
vegan activists.
Yes, it's...
Vegan activists.
Yeah. All jokes aside, vegan activists.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock, vegan activists have descended upon not just the metro areas, but also the countryside, trying to do what they think is best, but isn't necessarily best for animals around Australia.
Yeah. And there seems to be quite a few people out there who are doing peaceful protests.
Yes.
Nothing too bad.
Yeah.
But as with all protests go, there's always a certain majority that take it to the extremes, and that's what seems to be happening here.
Even in saying that, some of the peaceful protests they have done haven't really been so peaceful. They've actually been quite disruptive.
Okay.
So they may be peaceful in the sense of, like, they haven't caused any harm to anyone, but they've disrupted massive amounts of people.
Yeah.
To the point, like, in Melbourne yesterday, for instance, they stopped Flinders Street, I think it was.
That's the...
The big main street in Melbourne, they stopped all the trams and cars and they stood in the middle of the road and police had to arrest a whole heap of them. Not just that.
And this is like peak hour too, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. People ended up saying, the longer you hold me up here, the more I'm going to eat
meat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good rhyme.
Now, the whole idea is that obviously these animal activists don't want you hurting animals or eating animals. And they just, they're vegans who just don't like animal cruelty, which you can understand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like animal cruelty. Doesn't mean I'm vegan, but.
But they see the death of an animal the same as the death of a human, a lot of them.
Pretty much, yeah. Now, the thing is, they're supposed to be coming out countryside, and they have in certain areas. There was actually, and Sam, this is really sad, this is one of the first things that happened. There is a cafe called, I think it's called the Billy Goat Cafe, down in Victoria. And
great name.
Yeah, they sell, they have heaps of goats. They create goat's milk, goat's skin products, all sorts of bits and pieces that they sell at their store and a little cafe as well. Unfortunately, these vegan activists descended upon them over the weekend and stole a lot of their animals.
Oh, no.
Also shut down their shop. They've had to shut completely. Because of everything that's happened, they've broken fences. They've caused damage.
That's people's livelihood there.
And this is the problem.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah. So because of this, There's a lot of speculation as to what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
Activism is all good and fine in a very peaceful protest.
Yeah.
None of it really seems too peaceful at this stage.
Or in a diplomatic way where they're actually behaving and not destroying people's livelihood, which is next level, man.
Like, oh, it's huge, hey.
Imagine if that happened to them. That's not cool.
Now, I haven't heard of anything happening here, but I do know that they are prepared in certain areas for if activists come to this region.
Mm.
But I want to know on 13, 12, 16 if you've seen any activists yet or if your workplace is planning on just making sure that the activists don't end up interrupting what you're doing.
Okay.
13, 12, 16 is the number because I have heard that they are supposed to be descending on Griffith sometime soon.
Oh, okay. Watch
yeah,
out.
Yeah, Griffith and surrounds. So let us know.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
vegan activists.
Yes, it's
vegan activists.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
We've actually got some audio from one of them down in Victoria that we'd like to play.
We've told them to contact the police as we're not leaving until our demands are met. We're here to stop the slaughter of innocent animals and to enforce them to bring about transparency across the industry now.
So
that's what they're asking.
They're basically, this was down at an abattoir, right, that they were at.
Yep.
I'm not sure what kind of animal abattoir it was, but it was one.
Yeah.
They're trying to obviously, stop the slaughter of animals. They are vegans. They don't like the idea of it, all the rest.
But is this the way to do it?
Well, this is the question, right? And I don't think they realise how much for our economy as well, this makes a difference. For those who aren't vegan, who are okay with eating meat.
And in Queensland, they're suffering serious floods.
Oh,
they're already in debt and causing a lot of issues financially. And then here, we've got the drought.
Mm-hmm.
Now to have a third wave of serious issues
plague.
Is not...
Just going to say
said,
it.
Not me. Not all vegans are bad.
No.
Is you know, demolish... It's going to ruin people's lives. And as you mentioned before, a whole cafe in Melbourne shut the doors completely.
Yeah, well, and they've got product that's just spoiling. So, you know, I wanted to know this morning on 13, 12, 16, if you had seen any activists come around this area. There had been word. I think Baiada's on high alert at the moment. I'm assuming some other places are. Bailey's on the phone this morning. Bailey, do you know of anything?
Yeah, they're all heading out towards JBS out and Tabata Lane.
I thought that would be the case.
Wait, so whereabouts?
So JBS, which is one of the big, what do they call it, Bailey? Is it like a stockyard that does, like they rear...
Feedlot.
Feedlot, thank you.
Yeah,
they rear cattle, pretty much.
Yeah.
So they're out there, what, today, or they've been there over the weekend, or...?
Yeah, I've got a couple of mates who work out that way, and they've just been a pest, pretty much.
I was going to say, what are they doing out there? Are they going to the extremes? You know, we've seen abattoirs in Victoria where people, they're literally sitting in the machines.
Yeah, they've, like, chained themselves to these machines.
Is that what they're doing out there?
They've pretty much stalked the place out, and they're just being pests.
Yeah.
And you can't get...
Yeah,
safety
course,
is paramount in these places.
And
you can't get work done at all.
This is the thing. So it's not an abattoir or anything like that. It's just a feedlot. So they raise the cattle and they feed them and stuff. But in saying that, these people who are going out there trying to save said animals...
Mm, quotation marks there.
Yeah. They don't necessarily know that like how to handle an animal. Like if any of these cows come at them... Well, yeah, if any of these cows come at them, and then who's liable?
Yes. God forbid an accident happens to one of them from an animal.
Oh,
that
no.
would be a good meme.
Oh, Sam. Bailey, thank you for your call.
Thanks, mate.
That's all right. Thank you.
See ya.
And we've got Adelia on the line this morning. Adelia, what are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts. Well, look, in all honesty, I've been very well educated when it comes to what people should do regarding animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen firsthand the cruelty that goes on in these slaughterhouses.
Yeah.
And I have full understanding of what these people are doing.
Well, Adelia,
it's tragic.
I do understand that there is obviously still animal cruelty all around the world, in Australia as well. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. But should we not be leaving this up to MLA, Meat and Livestock Australia, or the other bodies, rather than 20-something-year-old girls who have no idea what they're doing, just chaining themselves up or taking animals without any animal knowledge?
But what you've got to understand, Claire, is that you look at the live export as an example, and that's condoned by the government, and yet you've got animals cooking on ships, literally, because of the heat, and yet the government has stood by and said that the Animal Welfare Act is 100% okay, and these animals have nothing to be... people have no concern in regards to their welfare, and unfortunately, these animals are the victims. People say, oh, look, it's my choice. It's not their choice. There's a third victim in this story.
Adelia, I don't disagree with you about all of that, but do you think this is the right way to be going about it, the way that they're doing it at the moment, going into feedlots and to other places like that and, you know, A, destroying the livelihood of those workers, but B, also not necessarily going about it the right way? Is this actually going to get what they want?
Mm. But don't you feel, though, if these animals, if the farmers were doing nothing wrong, they would have nothing to fear. If they were doing things correctly.
I think it's more that they fear that their animals are going to be hurt as well, though.
I'd fear if 50 random people came onto my property.
How much more could you hurt an animal by stabbing them in the throat and slitting their throat?
But that,
and especially with now with the halal system, with Australia has turned their back on even the welfare in that area. There's no more stun gun. And the vast majority of the meat that you're eating is all done by halal method, which is the most cruelest act on the planet.
Do you not agree, Adelia, that there is progress? And the problem is, with so many people, it takes so much longer in places like the US and stuff where the population's a lot larger. But at least there is protocol and there are laws that are changing. But do you agree that it's just something that's got to take time? We can't expect it to all be, you know, worked out straight away. It's been, you know, progressing over the last probably 20, 30 years mostly.
Oh, definitely it's progressing. There's no doubt about that. And I think it's only progressing for the simple reason that there's people out there that are fighting for it. And the film Dominion, I wish both of you would just watch that film.
You know what,
Dominion.
I am going to go home and watch that today because I have seen... if you don't know what Dominion is...
It's an honest aspect.
Yeah, there's people who are protesting in Melbourne at the moment. A lot of those people are holding up signs that say to watch this Dominion video.
Is this available on Netflix or anything? Or
probably the internet just generally.
Okay. Yeah, it's YouTube, I think, at this stage is where I've watched it.
Yep.
And look, in all honesty, Sam and Claire, it's absolutely horrendous. If you do have any compassion, if you have a pet at home and you love them, then you can comprehend the fact that no animal has any different comprehension of compassion, love. They all have those desires. They all know how to be a mother and so on. And the mass cruelty, a vast majority of people don't understand it. And I never knew, for years, I never knew such cruelty existed out there until I was enlightened by a number of activists up in Sydney. And my throat. And it's just absolutely mind-boggling to think that these farmers are trying to justify and vindicate their actions when in actual fact they are absolutely...
See, Adelia, look, I do agree with you to the extent of we need to relook at things, but I don't agree with the way that the activists are currently going about things, and I don't believe that all farmers should be put in the same category in the same group.
Painted with the same brush.
I think there's a lot more to it, and unfortunately we don't have a lot more time to talk, but it is something that does definitely need to be looked into. I just don't think that the way the activists are going at the moment is necessarily the right way about it.
Yeah, everybody has their own tactical ways of approaching things, and to get the word out there and the enlightened people. And I tell you what, I've got an awful lot of phone calls that have come through to me in a positive way regarding how many people have said, look, we've sat down, we've had a look at this film, and we had no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm just so glad that it has had a positive. Yes, it inconvenienced people, but unfortunately, it's no different than the slave days when black Africans were used as slaves. I mean, there was a minority that had to go the full extent to try to eliminate that.
Adelia, I think we're going a little bit too far here. We are going to have to wrap it up.
We need to turn this Adelia into a podcast because we could talk for hours.
thank you for your call, though. Yeah. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
No worries. Are you a vegan, Adelia?
Working towards it.
Working towards it.
So.
All right, okay. Good on you. Thanks for your call this morning.
Thank
and
you
have a
good
week.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, well, look. Everyone has their own opinion everyone's entitled to it.
And it's a massive issue. And the rise in vegan diets is a real thing.
Oh, absolutely. I think my problem is the way that they're going about, like I said before, the activists are going about things at the moment. I don't feel like it's as peaceful as it could be.
And we could talk for hours on this, but we do have to go. Maybe we can get an update tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
Hey, Claire, we've got a pretty special event coming up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It is live on the Lachlan, and it's a day for Dean.
Yes.
Now, Dean, unfortunately, has suffered a serious illness with leukemia, and he's been sent over to the US to get $600,000 worth of...
Treatment.
Treatment, that's the one. Thank you. And so they're holding this concert in Hilston for him. You can get the tickets live on the Lachlan.eventbrite.com.au. And one of the performers... who's going to be there this Saturday.
Lovely local.
Lovely local. The lovely Georgia Dalton, and she joins us on the phone right now, or Georgia Bell, as her stage name goes.
Yes.
Good morning, Georgia.
Hey, Georgia.
Hi.
Now, we caught up with you earlier on in the year. Mm. You were, I think at the time, heading to some sort of workshop at Tamworth. What have you been up to since all of that?
You know, I've just been doing a couple of gigs here and there and working on my craft, I guess, doing some songwriting and... Yeah.
I think your mum might have mentioned that. Have you been to Tamworth again since? Or are you going to be heading there again?
Yeah, I will be heading there. Yeah, I did the CCMA Junior Performer of the Year and I won a scholarship
at
the Junior Academy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'll be going again this year.
You weren't going hopefully to mention that. You're too modest.
I won't get laryngitis again.
Yes!
That's right, because you had all those issues and you powered through and you had some amazing work with some mentors.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, George, you're doing something a little bit more local, though, coming up this weekend. You are going to be performing at Live on the Lachlan. Are you excited?
Yes. I'm so excited. It's amazing how this community's come together.
Tell us how you got the call up to this event and how it came about.
Well, my mum brought me onto it. She's like, do you want to perform at this event and help out raising funds for Dee? And I was like, any chance to help, obviously, because...
Oh, of course.
Like, we knew him personally, we know him personally, so any chance to help out, I would really love to do that too.
That's fantastic.
It's a really awesome opportunity.
Because absolutely.
Your mum has worked...
And with that crowd as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be huge. Your mum has worked tirelessly, as you mentioned there, to organise this event. And as you said, you guys know them personally. How has that all been for the small community of Hilston to know that someone like Dean has suffered this and to see that the whole town and the Riverina is getting behind him?
It's really, really amazing, but... Yeah, I think because it's such a small town, everybody knows everyone. So we're all kind of like getting we've got the shirts at a local store that we can buy. And
nice.
Like that goes towards the inn and like raffle tickets all around in the stores. And it's,
I mean, there's some big names performing too. You've got Shannon Noll, you've got Taylor Henderson. Yeah.
Have you performed with anyone like these before, these guys?
Not really, no.
Are you more excited? I've got a question for you. Are you more excited to be performing in front of this crowd or sitting in the crowd and watching, the likes of Taylor and Shannon perform? Or a bit of both.
I think more excited to perform because, it's like biggest crowd I've ever played at. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, well, Georgia, you are going to be playing at Live on the Lachlan. Make sure you get your tickets right now. That website, again, is...
Yeah, liveonthelachlan.eventbrite.com.au. And, Georgia, we are so excited to see you perform with some big artists this Saturday. It's from 2 p.m. down at Hilston.
Make sure you head on down. Yep. Georgia Bell Music, if you want to find her on Facebook. Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right now.
The most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this.
Hey, that's our names.
That is our names. It's also Dean McCarthy who is joining us right now. Good morning, sexy man. How
good
you
morning,
doing?
Dean.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Dean, that was your name in there. Did you hear it?
I love that. I love hearing my name. I really enjoy that.
Hey, Dino, Bieber, let's start off by talking about him this morning. He's gotten a bit petty, hasn't he?
Uh-oh.
He's gone so petty. Here's what happened. A magazine called Shawn Mendes, the new prince of pop, Justin Bieber, commented this. You're going to have to break a few more records to dethrone my title, buddy. Oh,
jeez.
I love it.
It's funny how it's kind of...
I don't think Shawn has dethroned Bieber, though. Bieber is a phenomenon.
Yep.
Shawn's successful, but Bieber is like... one of the most successful artists of our time, right?
Absolutely.
I reckon Shawn Mendes is going to win the race.
Yeah.
He's left his run a bit later than Bieber, and Bieber's fizzling out.
Well, isn't Bieber stepping out of the music scene for a bit?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, let's move over to England, Dino. Meghan and Harry, now, they've just set up their own Insta that people are going wild about.
Set records.
But there's a bit of a problem with this, isn't there?
There is. This is quite hilarious. Their Instagram, first of all, it broke the record for the most 1 million followers in 5 hours and 45 minutes. Like, that's hectic, right? Mm. Well, a guy in Sussex has said that he woke up one morning and found out that Meghan and Harry had stolen his Instagram handle.
He was Sussex Royal.
Yep. And what they've done, they changed his to _SussexRoyal_. He's very upset about this. And of course, he wants money. I think he wants money or something. He won't get any money. But it's hilarious to find out that Instagram were like, I don't know who you are, buddy. Sorry, too bad.
What's the handle? Sussex Royal.
Yeah. And now they've changed this guy's one to _SussexRoyal_.
Without him even knowing.
No, he had no idea. His son actually told him.
Well, yeah, brutal. this is completely legal. I've even looked it up myself because I wanted to get the Instagram handle Sam.
Just Sam.
And some dude's got it. He's got 20,000 followers. I'm thinking of asking him to grab it. Because you can go online and say, if someone is mimicking you, Instagram will change it, which is what's happened here. So
Pretty
easy to do. And I've heard of people making fake websites just to make it look like that is them. And then, you know, their business name and stuff being stolen. So
people
get really serious about Instagram handles. Mate, let's get even more petty. I feel like we're going from one extreme to another. Beyonce's sister, Solange, she was performing at Coachella. Not anymore.
Yep. She's pulled out. Here's what happened. Solange, this is petty. So basically, the reason she pulled out was because some of her bandmates got sick. And she's like, she believes that no one else can do the job but them. So she's like, I can't do it with a different saxophone guy. It has to be my saxophone guy. So she's pulled out. Everyone's a bit like, well, this is weird. Because, you know, like, if you need a guitarist, just get someone who can play the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's not that hard, is it?
Just figure it out. Your sister's Beyonce. Call someone.
Absolutely.
I don't know. You know, she's pulled out.
Strange,
okay,
isn't
that's
it?
Weird.
She's a strange soul.
It sounds like she's on her, what do you call it? Like, yeah, it's the high horse, but it's like a totally different level when you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
What is she famous from? Her sister?
Just her sister, really.
Was she in, what's the band?
She has won a Grammy.
Has she?
Yeah.
What was she in Gilmore Girls? Destiny's Child. So I'm getting, was she in Destiny's Child? No,
Beyonce was.
Okay.
Oh, Sam. You need to learn some pop culture there, I think,
lucky
mate.
I do not work in radio.
Hey, Dino, thank you very much for your all your info today.
Yeah, thanks,
and
Dan.
We will catch up with you again tomorrow morning to find out all the latest goss again. See you tomorrow, Dean.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye, guys.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
There is a TV show over in the UK called Hunted.
Ooh.
And they're looking for new applicants for this season, right? Now, we obviously haven't seen Hunted here necessarily unless you find some way of watching it from over there.
So it's a reality television show type thing.
It is. It is kind of reality. Basically, normally they get everyday people to be contestants. Mm. You've got to try and stay off the grid for 28 days.
Oh.
And if you can do it, you'll win yourself £100,000.
And if you can't do it, you'd
nothing. Die? No, nothing. You're found. Too bad.
Oh, you're just found. Done. You're not actually hunted and killed.
No. So you're hunted by the detectives on this TV show.
Nice.
Now, these detectives actually have...
Are you saying that with quotation marks?
Yeah, with quotation marks. Sorry, I should probably add that in. They have the same rights as police would have in similar situations. So, for instance, they've got access to CCTV and stuff.
Jeez.
Just for this TV show. But
it's dangerous.
This year, they're looking at upping the ante. They want to find people who are experts at disappearing without a trace.
Okay.
To be part of the show.
Hmm.
Now, I find this a little ironic.
And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain.
Like, you think about it, right? It's pretty ironic. Let's be honest. The fact that they want people who are good at disappearing without a trace. Mate, if you're disappeared without a trace, you're not being found for a TV show.
No. Then how do you receive your $100,000?
Well, that's
your
it.
Money,
your because
prize
you disappear
money.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point. How do you receive the prize money if they can't find you?
I guess you got to wait that 30 day, the month and a day.
Yeah, and then
and
go,
then
hey
go
guys, here
say,
I am.
Yeah, all right, give me the money.
Jeez.
Hopefully they're on the same timeline, because if they go, nah, it's been 29 days, sorry, mate.
Yeah, no, hey. But basically, if you want to participate in this show, even as a civilian, you couldn't take your phone with you. Because you could be traced on all sorts of bits and pieces.
And phones these days, as we know, it's pretty easily traceable.
Absolutely. I mean, Snapchat as well. Couldn't jump on any social media, any Netflix or any account that you have. Mm. No accounts at all. Completely off the grid in that sense.
I don't think I'd enjoy it.
And the other thing is that over in London, they have CCTV everywhere.
Yes.
So it'd be really hard. You'd have to, like, literally be off the grid.
Well, do you have to stay in England or can you go? I guess you can.
I would assume you'd have to stay in the same country as the TV show.
Or maybe Europe, because, you know, they're still in the EU technically at the moment.
Are they?
At the moment, yeah.
Anyway, if you want to go over to England and try and win yourself £100,000, then sign up for this Hunted TV show. It's Channel 4's Hunted.
I like it. There might be some experts in the Riverina that think they could give it a crack.
I don't know if I want to know those experts.
Not you or I.
No chance.
Actually, you did pretty well on Sunday.
Hid from my husband for an hour.
Let's go!
Trending now
at hits.com.au.
Claire, this is bizarre, but I kind of like it. IKEA is known for doing extremely strange things.
Yeah, they brought out, well, for Easter, for instance, they've got a flat pack chocolate Easter bunny.
That's right. Yeah, that's, but you literally pack it together.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. All right, well, this is just as weird and quirky. They've launched a new podcast series. It's called Sleep Podcast. But it's not your average meditation or relaxation type podcast. It is about getting you to sleep. But the way they do it is that for 35 minutes, they list names of IKEA products. And this is Swedish people reading these things out. So from bedroom to storage products to whatever else you find in IKEA, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And apparently it's working. It's nodding people off to sleep.
That's crazy.
37% of people apparently using this podcast are actually falling to sleep, which is bizarre.
Okay, so literally...
No. Hang on. Mm. Just saying 37% say they need help getting to sleep. No, I don't know if that's guaranteed 37% getting to sleep.
Either way, 37 is not a lot. But basically what they're saying is that if you list off every product in IKEA by their Swedish name, it'll bore you enough that you'll fall asleep.
Mm, pretty much.
Nice.
Pretty much.
Nice.
And it is pretty cool that it is coming from Swedish people. And
what? Is there something you hadn't read?
I don't think we should be promoting this product.
Why?
It's from a competing radio station.
Oh, is it? That's funny.
It's been brought out by Nova.
You didn't have to mention them, but sure.
Oh, well, we don't get them here. Oh. Anyway, as bad as it sounds, I might try this out.
I mean, all I have to say is that if you need boring radio.
Yeah, exactly. They're continuing on their theme of being average, boring, sleepy radio. Good on you, Nova.
Yeah.
Never kicking goals.
Anyway, moving on.
But we're kicking goals for not for more. Oh, no.
Are we now? Apparently we're not.
For more trending now, head to hit.com.au.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
That's right, and Tegan from Leading Edge Computers joins us. Morning, Teague.
Good morning. How you going, guys?
Good.
Lovely.
Let's start off with some news with Facebook.
Yes. Oh. Facebook has announced it will strengthen measures to fight fake news in Australia and briefly block foreigners from buying political advertisements in the lead up to the looming federal election.
Ooh, that's smart.
It is. The move comes with social media companies under growing pressure to rid their platforms of misinformation after foreigners allegedly used Facebook to influence the 2016 US presidential election. We all remember what happened there.
Interesting.
Yes. Now, to fight so-called fake news and misinformation, Facebook will launch a fact-checking service in Australia.
Huh.
Which we'll see how that works.
Yeah.
Remove fake accounts and make sensational stories less prominent in users' news feeds. That's a little bit of a tongue twister there. The new measures will kick off as soon as the federal election is announced, probably this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be great news coming out there. Let's get some tips for the internet because we all need them.
Yes, that's true. We all know that internet speeds vary, especially with the NBN. It can vary from house to house.
But device to device as well.
Oh, absolutely. If you're on a fast plan and your computer still feels like it's just crawling, here's some tips that might give you a little bit of extra speed.
Please. Yes.
Number one, make sure your computer is free of malware and viruses.
Yes.
Even minor infections, those annoying little toolbars and whatnot, can really slow down your computer, making the internet seem really slow.
Doesn't matter what internet speed you have with a bit of malware on it,
exactly.
Does it?
Your computer's just going to crawl, basically. Mm. Number two, make sure your router can support the latest speeds and technology. Check the label. If it's a G class or N class, you might want to consider upgrading to a faster AC class router. So there.
How do you check that? Is there like
just
a thing
check
on the back?
On the little plate on it underneath. Yeah. It usually has a model number and also says what class it is. Like it might be 1200 AC.
Okay, so AC is what we actually want
AC
for good speed.
It's fast. It's got the latest technology. It has more powerful Wi-Fi. It's what you should be looking for.
We're all turning into tech gurus here. This is
we are. It's wonderful. And the third tip is to try some different web browsers. Now, the default browsers on Windows PCs are Edge on your computers.
Oh, annoying.
And Internet Explorer on old computers. Now, these aren't generally regarded as the fastest or necessarily the best.
Edge is slow as anything.
Yeah, they're quite clunky. We find often they have a lot of extra features that you don't really need that slow them down. Try Google Chrome, Firefox or Opera on a Windows PC.
I reckon Firefox and Chrome for me, depending on what kind, if it's PC or Mac, they're the fastest by far.
They're good. Safari's not too bad on Mac as well. But for Windows, go with Chrome or Firefox. They're really popular and for different websites, they're often faster.
Mm. How has over this large expanse of time, Windows, Internet Explorer or whatever, How have they not sorted out their internet issues?
They just
surely
try to
know what's wrong.
Yeah, they just try to include too much, basically, and it slows it down.
Look at this new feature and that new feature and this new feature.
Yeah, it's too much. They just need to streamline, minimalise, you know. If your computer is just slow all the time, though, just bring it in. We can give you some options for a tune-up or upgrading the RAM or hard drive, which can also speed things up.
Right.
Absolutely. And what is happening at Leading Edge Computers this week?
Yes, our Beats clearance continues this week with 25% off three selected styles. The Powerbeats 3, the Solo 3, and the Studio 3 headphones.
Woo.
That's only while stocks last.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got some Oakey LED laser printers on special at the moment. It's the MC342DN. That's the model number.
Mm.
It's a multifunction colour printer. Was $599, now just $199.
You guys got the R2D2 in stock?
The R2D2.
The R2D2.
And the C3PO. Yeah, totally. So these printers are priced to clear and stock is limited. So get in quick if you need a new printer for your small office.
Fantastic.
Love it,
yeah, so for these great specials and all the best tech advice, come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
That was beautiful, Tegan. You nailed it today.
Thanks very much.
Tegan, thank you very much for joining us. We'll chat to you again next Tuesday.
See you then.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app.
This is the showdown.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.